And let's say, for the sake of argument, tomorrow, a walking stick said to have belonged to Oliver Hazard Perry, made from wood of whatever, you still wouldn't be able to prove it's this one, because from what I understand, at the time that it came into the collection, remember, a lot of things came in that collection, 1880, 1900, 1930. They're not coming into the collection in this wonderful age of pick up a telephone and go like that and you've got a color picture, you know? And from what I can tell, the museum side of the place never did a comprehensive inventory of any kind in their history. They certainly never did one from World War II until the 80s, when you saw the article that they're doing it, all right? But this is to tell you how completely, and I'm not blaming whoever was working there in the 1980s, whatever happened for the previous 100 and some years, they aren't responsible for. But you can check those articles without believing me. If you read them carefully, at one point the museum says we own around 20,000 items. Some time goes by, they say it's around 30,000 items. When it's getting time that they're completing the inventory, it's over 80,000. Mm-hmm. So the point is, if you say, I'm sorry, I get loud and I don't mean to say that. If you say that it, in the early 80s you own around 20,000, well, I suppose it'd be fair to say 19 to 21,000 is around 20,000. Now it's 30. Now you're completing the inventory of the three-dimensional objects, and it's over 80,000. That means when you started the inventory just a few years before, you didn't have the wildest idea of how much you own, and that's partly because there was never a master list, like A1, A2, however you're going to do it.
Right.
Okay? And as you look through the articles, and you've got quotes from people who are the museum director and the curator and various other people, this is not my saying this. This is over several times. And even if you want to check their board minutes, their reports to the membership, so you don't have to believe me for a thing, all right? They're saying in the early 80s we own around 20,000 things, and by the time they're finishing the inventory, it's over 80,000. Well, if it's over 80,000, and they were off by a factor of 300 or 400%, why wasn't the correct number really 97,000 and 16,000 went missing over 120 years?
I get that.
Okay?
And
so
I have no concern. I have I have no doubt that in the past and possibly into the present, they have no proper controls over their inventory. And I think that's concerning. I do.